people, purpose, patience. This last month, I've been fighting so many demons. I couldn't even tell y'all about it. Couldn't even open up about it. I just kept lashing out, having all of these near altercations with so many people, breaking down, crying so much. But I knew it was the beginning of something, not the ending of anything. My wife and I went through so many emotions in this last month that I wanted so much for us. I just wanted everything to stop. But it didn't. It kept getting worse. And things at work got just to the point to where I wanted to just walk away. I honestly wanted to walk away from it all. It was like as soon as my kids and myself got back from our trip to Chicago, that was short. And it wasn't as meaningful as I wanted it to be, but it was a trip that I've been promising for so long. Went there with no money, maybe a couple of $100. I knew that was going to be needed for food. That turned out to not even be the experience that I wanted. Seeing Soldier Field was a wonderful thing for myself, for our children. We had a pretty good time. We enjoyed that. But it wasn't the trip I wanted it to be. And that was mainly my fault because, like I said, I didn't have as much money as I wanted to. But I knew I just had to take that trip. Fuck. Missed the bus, but oh well. I knew I had to take the trip because, like I said, I kept telling the kids, you deserve this, you deserve to see things. But the one thing I came out of that with is seeing them in a different light. And even though, you know, you all know, my wife and I, we're everyday parents, you know. They still have both of their parents, stuff like that. They don't see the side of life that my wife and I grew up with, or that many of you have grown up with. But the one thing I saw in them is that they'll be okay together. They'll be better than okay together. They just need to realize their strength. And them having that ability just to get to know each other and to be there for one another, you know, to make sure everyone stayed together and stuff like that, you know, just the small things that you really don't really take for granted, but you kind of do, that you just want your children, if you have multiple, you want your children to realize that, you know, you're each other's best friend. You know each other the best. You know, you can rely on each other. It's okay to open up and stuff like that, you know. And now, you know, our children, from our youngest to our oldest, they're going to each other for problems at school, stuff like that. They're realizing their worth and their numbers. They're realizing they already have their own best friend and stuff like that. That's a great thing to know. Great thing to have the ability of doing, and that's not so much. Like I had this talk with my daughter, oldest daughter, that I don't really have to worry about her because I know she's gonna make the best decision, and if she doesn't, it's okay. But I know she has a great head on her shoulders, and all of our children do. But you know, I had to have that talk with my oldest daughter, because me and her share a lot of similarities. But I just didn't open up to her enough about them. And you know, it all had to do with the trip that we took. You know, I was able to see them in different lights. See them as the leaders as they are. But you know, as soon as we got back, problem after problem, and I didn't understand where all of this negative energy was coming from. I wanted so badly to put it all into this and open up and get it out. But you know how you know how we react when there's a storm brewing. We just bunker down. And we make sure everything, regardless of how chaotic it's about to get, make sure that everything is intact. You know, and I haven't been a part of a tornado myself, but I know plenty of people who've had that unfortunate situation. But the one thing that they know, the one thing that they hold dear, is that they don't hold material possessions as close anymore, because as long as I walk away with my loved ones, as long as I walk away with, you know, my health, I can rebuild. And that's exactly what this last month has felt like. Exactly what it has felt like. I mean, so much has happened to the point to where I was just numb to everything I saw on social media. I barely reacted to anything on Instagram, or I barely had anything to say, for real. Just because I honestly felt that I barely had a life to live anymore because of everything that I was going through. Like I said, I was almost getting into fights with plenty of people, arguing with my wife and stuff like that, and just not seeing eye to eye with my loved ones. But like I said, I knew there was another side to it, just like, you know, I've explained plenty of times before, you sort of see the light, but you can't run to it. You have to take each step and you have to feel each blow in order for you to learn your lesson. That's something, just like, you know, I've talked about in plenty of situations before, there's something that you're not doing. There's something that you're not saying. There's something that you haven't let go of. And now that, like I said, I've been through that, now it's time to rebuild. Now it's time to reclaim. Now it's time to show the person that I look at every day in the mirror why I am the way that I am, why I say the things that I say, and why I feel the things that I feel. A lot of people around me are saying, Arsene, are you losing something now that you're almost 40? And I'm like, no. I'm not losing anything. You know, a lot of people say that this is sort of downhill, so to speak. Me, myself, I don't personally feel that this is the downhill part of my life. I still have plenty to give. Plenty to give, plenty to see. There's so much left in this year alone that I want to do. Like I said, taking that trip with my kids has opened up my mind to a lot of things now. So now I was like, okay, I can do this, or I can do that. We can go here, we can go there. I can plan for this, budget for that, and stuff like that. And you know, everything is sort of building now. Like I said, I can see the beauty in it. I see the beauty in it because I've went through the pain already. It's time to stop looking at pain and hurt and struggle as something that's just going to keep you where you are. It can push you towards greatness. that can push you towards things you've never seen in your life. Abilities that you never even knew you've had. And that's exactly what the rest of my time is going to be put towards. And that's the best of me. And that's all I know I can give, because you've heard it in these past episodes. You've heard passion. And now, with everything that's happening now, you're going to see it soon. I'm growing in ways that I've never thought I'd grow. I'm having conversations with more people, more meaningful conversations. And even though I was going through my struggle, even though I was going through my hard times, I saw glimpses. I had moments. I've had meaning. I said, okay, I need to build upon this, build upon that, take this out, because I had a lot of just horrible things inside of me, horrible things that I felt I just needed to let go of and realize where I was. Or I'm sorry, realize where I am and not where I was. That's a tough pill to swallow when we have to sit there and just have everything wrong, have everything just completely shatter, and we can't do anything about it. You can't run. You know, we've all been through our share of shit. You can't run. You just gotta take it. Sort of like you're in the army. That drill sergeant is just doing everything in their power to keep you down. But you can't fold. You can't fall. You must succeed. You don't want to see yourself as a failure. You don't want to see yourself as a failure. So now, it's time to lift up. It's time to rise up. Like I said, it's time to reclaim everything that I felt I lost. Everything that I know I can reach. All this potential that people say I still have. I need to look at that as a good thing and not as, I can't do that. And really listen to the people that say they get something from these words that I say on this podcast, or the passion they see when they, you know, when they're around me. I really need to take stock into all of that and try to reach more and teach more. You know, I've always said, you don't have to have anything to be somebody. You don't. You don't have to have the best things in life. You don't have to have, you know, the flashiest car or whatever, the biggest house or whatever, because those things mean absolutely nothing when it all boils down to who you really are. And those material things don't make up a person. They don't. A lot of people think they do, but you can lose that. But what do you have when all of that's gone? You know, I've had talks with people about relationships lately. And even though I've been going through my share of shit, like I said, my wife and I still feel that we can help. And one of the main questions I've been asked was, how have you transitioned through all of the changes? And I knew exactly what that person was asking me, because my wife and I have been together for 23 years. We've been married for almost 16, but we've been together for 23 years. So that was before, the rise of social media and even the eventual, like, real rise of the internet. Nothing was on an app. Everything was person to person. So the one thing that I can count on, myself and my wife, is that we absolutely know each other. Absolutely. Like, we know each other better than anyone knows us. And that right there is what guided us through you know, my infidelity guided us through a lot of choices that she made, guided us through a lot of problems we face as parents, is because we know each other. And we know what each other brings. We know our weaknesses and our strengths. And I tell people all of the time, you have to take the time to get to know your partner. Like on a one-on-one basis, don't just look at their, like case in point, person I know, you know, a friend of mine, I can say, said he met his girlfriend on Facebook. And as soon as they met, they instantly clicked because they already knew each other. And I was like, how did you know her? And he was like, well, you know, we were friends on Facebook for so long. And I was like, how long is so long? He was like, oh, about 7 months. I was like, you met her? And he was like, no, we just met yesterday. And I was like, okay. How do you feel you know this woman if you've only talked to her on Facebook? You can say anything you want, you know, on an app, anything you want on the internet. You can make yourself seem as big or as small as you want to. But how do you feel you know a person when you haven't physically touched them, physically saw them, physically had a conversation that wasn't protected by social media, that wasn't protected by your anxiety? That wasn't protecting your anxiety, protecting your faults, so to speak, because you have no faults on social media. You could be a superhero. You could be the best man on earth. You could be the best woman on earth. You can have everything in the world. And I was like, I hate to put them out. I hate to put them out there, but I was like, but when you come from, and you know, case in point, this is just hypothetically, you come from what you say on the internet as, oh, I'll never treat you like that. Or I'll never react like that. Or you'll always be number one in my life. You know, things that we say that we have to, you know, make sure we abide by. We have to make sure that those words are true, even in our darkest moments. You have to make sure that this is the number one person in your life at all times, especially when it comes to something that you want to do. Well, I thought you said I was the number one person in your life. Why don't you want to do what I do? Or why are you crowding me? Or this and that, or whatever, whatever. You only find out those things when you know a person. Like when you take the time to get to know a person one-on-one basis, you guys go out and you start to see things that you don't like. And these things can be trivial. These things can be very small. How a person chews their food, how a person orders their food. This little quirks can really piss you off. How a person holds a conversation, how a person doesn't hold a conversation. Well, you have so much to say on the internet. Oh, well, in person, I'm different. And I was telling him, I'm like, I don't mean to scare you, but, you know, social media sort of throws everything at you at once. And you only get to see the good. I saw a picture that pretty much describes it 100%. You got an apple, and this apple is facing the mirror, and the beautiful side of the apple is showing, the shiny, it's red. But behind it, and you can see the apple looking in the mirror, but the other side of the apple is rotten. The other side of the apple is decayed. The other side of the apple has been through some shit. But you only get to see the beauty. That's not how life goes. That's not how life goes. So when a person says, I don't post on social media that much, but every time you go through something good, here you come. Every time something good happens to you, here you come. You know what that shows? It shows a lot of weakness. It shows that you're not as well put together as you say you are, because you only allow your triumphs, Not to say that you should show the bad, not to say that you should show those times where you break down, but a lot of those times where you break down, you never know who can help you on social media. It's like I tell people all of the time, I'm my at most vulnerable, most honest version now. But I'm this way, you know, if you know me in person, you know I'm exactly like this. I don't hide anything. I don't hide anything on social media. When I'm feeling bad, I'm feeling bad. When I'm happy, I'm happy. When things are going well, they're going well. But when they're not, here you go. I'm going to make it through this. That's when those posts come out. That's when those things are said. Not just, oh, well, oh, where you been? This and that, this and that. I have a great friend of mine on social media, and she's not afraid to show the good and the bad, because you need a point. I was here and now I'm here. You know, certain people ask me, do you ever have bad days? Hell yeah, every day or something like that. That's just the way of the world. You know, you don't smile all of the time. You're not happy all of the time, especially in relationships. You're not happy all of the time. And if you're happy all of the time, you're hiding something. If you're happy all of the time, if everything is beautiful and everything he or she does is the best thing in the world, you pissed off about something. Something you hate. Oh, honey, you're beautiful. Honey, you're this, this, that, blah, 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 blah. Baby this, baby that. Something you fucking hate. Something you want. Believe me, I've been there. Ask my wife. Believe me, she's been there. Ask your friend. Believe me, they've been there. Ask your parents. Believe me, they've been there. Not everything is as beautiful as it seems. We just have moments. Back to that word. We just have moments. Moments where things are beautiful. Hold on to those, because those moments where things are beautiful are going to make those moments where things are ass ugly a little bit better, because you know what they can be. Don't run at the first sight of drama. Don't fight that. Fight through that shit. I've been with an amazing woman for 23 years. Do I make her feel like she's amazing? Not all of the time. Should I make her feel like she's amazing more? Yes. But do I? No. That's the problem in a lot of society, where we don't know how to make you feel how we want because of what we're going through. Let me rephrase that a little bit. If I'm not happy, why in the hell would I build you up? I know you guys understand that. And not only in relationships. You can look at that in your work life as well. I need to be treated fairly in order for you to get the best out of me. And like I said, a lot of the times that just does not happen. It's not the way we want it to be at all times. It could never be the way that we want it to be, because if it was the way that we want to be, would nobody go through anything. I wouldn't look around me and see all of these homeless people if everything was the way you wanted it to be in life. You wouldn't be where you are. You wouldn't be where you are. You wouldn't be going through the shit that you're going through if you could just wake up and be exactly who or where you want to be. It doesn't work like that, unfortunately. Wish it did, like I said. But where do we learn? What teaches us if everything is perfect? What teaches us if our relationships are perfect? How do we find the right person? Honestly, if everything is the way that you want it to be in your very first relationship, somebody isn't happy. Somebody's giving in. Somebody isn't being their real self. You have to have turmoil. You have to have struggle. You have to. You have to. Like I said, unfortunately, I know plenty of people who thought that they would never face anything, would never go through anything, And all of a sudden, one incident and you lose it all. One incident. And that veil is pulled and people no longer see your house, your car, your bank account. Wow, you really going through something. Or you were really hiding something. Why didn't you say anything? Why didn't you try to fix that? Why were you so fixated on what people could see? It seems like I took a month off from a lot of things. I took a month off from my discipline. I took a month off from the gym. I barely trained in a month. Barely did anything. Yeah, physically I suffered a little bit, but mostly it was mentally. It was mentally where I suffered. Because I allowed what I was going through, I allowed everything that I was going through to affect everything that I built. I lost momentum with the podcast. I lost momentum with a lot of things because I couldn't stop. I couldn't stop this proverbial faucet or whatever from happening. I couldn't stop everything from exploding. You know, I had to patch up this hole, that hole, this hole. And I just gave up and just let everything overflow. And just sit there in it until it all went away. Until I finally learned that lesson. And I felt I had to do it. Because I wanted everything that I was facing in my life in those particular moments to know why I needed to change it. I didn't want to hide behind what I looked like. I didn't want to hide behind how much weight I could lift. I didn't want to hide behind the job or whatever. I didn't want to hide behind my kids. I had to let everything fall. This time, I only picked up what I needed to pick up. And that's what I'm going to carry with me from now on. Like I said, reclaim. I have a few engagements that I'm hoping comes through. I really am. I've been having a lot of small group talks with a lot of people that means so much, but I want to turn them into like bigger spaces. But I know I got to put the work in for that. I know I need to, knock on a few doors, put a few calls in. It's like I said, hopefully these messages and the things that I go through can teach not just one or two or three, but teach more and allow people to know that you're not alone in your struggle. You're not alone in how you feel. You can change. You can build. You can grow. You can love. It's time to reclaim it. Patience is a podcast.